Imagine a world where diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives actually deliver on their promises instead of serving as corporate window dressing. This is the vision behind Reconstructing DEI, a practical guide that transforms abstract concepts into actionable strategies. Beyond the typical surface-level approaches of mission statements and cultural celebrations, true DEI work requires deep personal introspection and systemic change. The journey begins not with organizational mandates, but with understanding ourselves, our values, identities, biases, and experiences. This foundation prevents the common pitfalls that derail well-intentioned efforts: unexamined privilege, moral injury, and burnout. By establishing our core values and exploring our intersecting identities, we gain clarity about what matters most and how our social positioning influences our perspective. Self-awareness alone won't sustain you through the challenges of DEI work. You need internal resources, a personal compass that guides decision-making when the path forward isn't clear. This compass articulates your connection to DEI work, envisions what success looks like, and identifies the moral principles that keep you oriented during difficult moments. When facing resistance or backlash, what will keep you going? Emotional regulation techniques provide another crucial capacity. DEI work inherently involves emotional labor, as inequity and injustice affect people deeply. The balance comes through four complementary approaches: creating psychological distance, redirecting focus, practicing mindfulness, and taking action. Equally important is cultural humility, recognizing that cultural learning never ends and true competence is impossible. Finally, self-compassion completes this foundation. Learning to treat ourselves with the same kindness we offer others builds resilience that sustains long-term work. Even the most skilled practitioners need support networks to avoid burnout. Build diverse networks with specific roles: emotional supporters who provide comfort, thought partners who challenge your thinking, accountability partners who keep you on track, and mentors who provide guidance. Make clear, specific requests rather than broad asks. Acknowledge others' capabilities while articulating precise needs. Set boundaries proactively during low-stress moments to prevent burnout by establishing clear limits on time, energy, and commitment. Effective DEI work requires leveraging your unique position within organizational systems. Identify what you steward, the systems, processes, and policies that depend on you, as these responsibilities translate to influence. Power extends beyond formal authority to include formal, reward, coercive, expert, information, and referent types. By recognizing which types you access, you can develop more strategic advocacy approaches. Your identity positioning creates unique opportunities for influence depending on whether you blend with the majority or stand out. Rather than attempting every role, specialize in positions matching your strengths: advocate, educator, organizer, strategist, backer, builder, or reformer. This specialized approach prevents burnout while maximizing collective impact. Identifying inequity requires more than gut instinct. It demands a data-driven approach to prove and address systemic issues. Abstract aspirations like greater diversity, equity, and inclusion must be translated into specific, measurable goals. What are the 8 outcomes that would best address your organization's most urgent needs? Organizational analysis provides essential context for effective intervention by examining structure, centralization, formalization, complexity, culture, power distance, interdependence, uncertainty avoidance, and strategy. Even the most rigorous findings won't drive change without effective communication that builds shared investment. The key lies in grounding narratives in why, explaining why issues matter, why they arose, why analyses are trustworthy, and why action is necessary. By connecting data to organizational priorities, sharing emotional stories about affected groups, linking root causes to relevant concerns, explaining methodology, and framing participation as mutually beneficial, you create compelling calls to action that move beyond moral imperatives to operational success.
This approach helps translate abstract DEI concepts into concrete metrics and outcomes that can be tracked, measured, and improved over time, making the work more sustainable and demonstrably effective.
While diagnosing inequity provides intellectual understanding, championing inclusion requires making people feel safe, valued, and included. Learning about difference respectfully involves six essential principles: recognizing context appropriateness, following the community's lead, conducting independent research, determining what questions remain, checking boundaries before asking sensitive questions, and asking respectfully when seeking information. This comprehensive approach prevents treating others as exotic curiosities while fostering genuine understanding. While organizational culture broadly can be difficult to shift, you can actively influence microcultures at smaller scales, from departments to teams to individual relationships. For example, a team leader might establish inclusive meeting practices like rotating facilitation roles or implementing structured turn-taking to ensure all voices are heard. Rather than adopting a command and control approach, effective leaders use their power to remove barriers, interrupt inequitable systems, and actively enable others' success. How might you leverage your platform, not for self-promotion, but to advocate for important issues and create lasting change? By focusing on these human elements of inclusion, organizations can move beyond superficial diversity initiatives to create environments where everyone truly belongs. Despite our best DEI efforts, harm will occur as we address deep inequities. Effective leaders pause, ground themselves, and listen without rushing to judgment. Four key techniques: reflecting messages, asking thoughtful questions, providing verbal affirmation, and validating emotions, demonstrate genuine interest and understanding, especially after conflict. Well-managed conflict can yield positive outcomes, like exposure to new ideas, better expression of needs, and improved problem-solving. Develop fluency in multiple conflict styles: avoidance, accommodation, competition, compromise, and collaboration. Rather than focusing on blame and punishment, restorative processes center relationships by asking who was harmed, how, what needs weren't met, what obligations exist to make things right. This approach repairs harm while preserving relationships and addressing root organizational problems. By viewing conflict as a growth opportunity, organizations can transform challenges into catalysts for deeper understanding and authentic inclusion. Creating lasting change requires coordinated effort across all organizational levels. Begin with thorough scouting to understand the issue completely, who's affected, and what previous change attempts revealed. Identify all stakeholders, gather information about their priorities, and understand the full context before building coalitions. Analyze stakeholders through hard power versus soft power frameworks to develop targeted engagement strategies. Evolve movements strategically to attract powerful allies while preserving core missions. Systems change demands resetting organizational foundations through deliberate effort, not just cosmetic adjustments. Start by tracking trust levels, the currency of organizational change. Develop theories of change addressing root causes, create tailored strategies with clear initiatives and timelines, and implement rigorous measurement systems to transform aspirations into sustainable change. Reconstructing DEI requires changing both organizations and ourselves. To create environments where everyone feels seen, represented, respected, and valued, balance strategic action with personal sustainability. Document best practices, record successful initiatives, and create comprehensive handover documents to preserve progress. Combat compassion fatigue through regular self-assessment and boundary setting. Remember, to sustain DEI work, we need to know how to do it well, but to sustain ourselves, we need to be well too. This balance between changing systems and honoring our humanity represents the heart of meaningful, sustainable impact.